Lovers. This is Erica. And my podcast today is going to be about opening up your money flows and healing that whatever it is that has stopped anything in your body from having great experiences with money right now. I'm just going to focus on that today. So I know there's a whole lot of things that healers are being called to do. I have some other podcast recordings on sending love to the bug, and I have some other recordings on clearing this first chakra, which is our security chakra. But today I just wanted to be in the money. I just want to be all about money, having money, flowing money, being money, letting my money grow, and just seeing the energy of that and what that's like, and any blockages that you have to having lots of money show up for you right away, anything that's stopping you from that. And think about the people who, for instance, very overjoyed to be an affiliate for ClickFunnels, and Russell Brunson released his book, Traffic Secrets. And I was so excited. And then I saw it doesn't mail until May. And I went, oh my gosh, right? Like, I don't want to wait till May, but I understand, you know, they got a big project going. They're going to sell millions of copies of their book right now. And so just kind of tap into that. Like, one person, Matt Kahn, released his book about the universe delivering everything right on time or something like that. How many millions of dollars is he making right now? And of course, the flip side is true. Of course, the impoverishment has just like spoken up and gotten loud and really wreaking havoc. Millions of unemployment filed, although I'm going to challenge everyone on unemployment right now to do an online business. You know, what is the dream business you've been wanting to do? Like, go do it. Go get a website. Go get a hosting. It's like $15 to do both. You know, go write your dream. Go have, write a book. Anyways, I digress. So this is going to be a meditation. And I do want to just send a quick shout out to my friend Jen, who's on my podcast coming up. And I won't say her last name in case I'm too woo-woo for her. And she showed me how to do these virtual backgrounds. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. On Zoom, you just click virtual background and you can put any photo up that you like. This is a default. So I'm going to have one made custom for me once I decide what I want it to say. So, all right. So just kind of take a deep breath. This will be a guided meditation, which means you don't want to be driving when you're doing this, although that needs to be a much bigger thing than it is right now, right? So you want to be kind of in a quiet place, ideally, or somewhere with your headphones where you can go out into another planet. I've just been accused of being on another planet my whole life, and now all of a sudden I figure that's a pretty good place to be. I know, I'm such a goofball. All right, so just go ahead and breathe earth energy up through the bottoms of your feet. And just give your feet and your knees some love. If you're a healer or a caring person or a mom or a dad, you might sometimes have trouble with your knees, which is a indication that you give too much, you don't set boundaries very well. So just go ahead, if that is you, it doesn't have to be you, maybe your knees are perfect, but if it is you, if there's any residual crap in your knees where you haven't set limits, go ahead and breathe energy up through the balls of your feet and up through your knees, and then breathe energy up to the base of your spine. A lot of the blockages for money are based in the first and second chakra. And we're having a global contraction in this area. So there's a cutting off of our flow, all right? And this is global. So you'd almost have to be either very disciplined or a hermit to not be influenced by all the contraction in the first and second chakra right now. So what I'd like to ask you to do is invite love into this area of your body. Again, it's the base of your spine, and the second chakra is where your belly button is, between your female or male parts in your belly button. We're going to just flow energy through this area. So the base chakra operates at red, and the second chakra operates at orange. All right. And we're just going to ask for kind of a soothing, almost like an aloe sense, a soothing healing to that area. Now, if you've ever had unwanted sex, you could be scarred in this area from that. This could be a male or a female. This could be someone wanting it from you when you didn't want to give it and you gave it grudgingly, or someone taking it from you. I'm seeing a lot of past experiences of sexual abuse pop up right now. This is going to block your abundance. So if you're willing, let yourself heal. Now, healing just happens without trying. Healing is our natural thing. If we get a cut, we're going to heal. All right. So just allow the healing in to this first and second chakra area. Nice. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So I'm being guided to take you on a little journey. So just go ahead and close your eyes if you're willing. I'm going to close mine, even though I look weird when I do, right? Who cares? I'm going to close my eyes. I'm just going to go back to a time when someone said something to you that planted in you that it's normal not to have money, or that it's good, or that it's your birthright to be poor, or that you should be poor because then whatever, just go back. Now, some people, it's going to evoke a past life. Right now, I'm just going to focus on our current lifetime. So that's what I've been shown to do. So just be guided. So go ahead and just look at your lifetime. This would be birth to now. And just kind of float over that birth to now. See if there's like something when you remember being shown something of absolute flipping fake lack, like we don't have enough this when it was, and maybe it was actually true, but we're not going to worry about that. We're just going to say, what was a causal factor in me buying in to there not being plenty of everything for everyone at all times? Go ahead. What was some causal factor? Something. Was I one? Was I two? Was I three? Was I four? Was I five? Was I six? So I'm getting a six. Now, personally, when I was six, I remember getting a doll for my birthday. I got one little birthday present. It was the cutest doll in the world. I was just so excited. I remember being six and being so happy. We lived in this little house behind a house up in the hills of Berkeley. My dad was going to UC Berkeley. So just remember back to a time when something, and I'm not sure why that's showing up because I don't consciously remember that being a lack moment. But let's just look at that time. Were we skimpy at that time or something? Was there not enough food? Was there not enough? Was I shown somehow I couldn't have the clothes I wanted, or was something going on? And it's interesting, guys, because my conscious mind just remembers that it was a very happy time. Just go ahead and laser in on one time in your life, just one little spot where it's possible it was a factor in causing you to step into this lifetime of choosing lack over choosing abundance, or not acknowledging how much wealth there is all over the planet all the time. Yeah, that. Just kind of send that being love, whatever age that is, just send love there and just kind of acknowledge without needing to solve it, without needing to understand it. The stories come up and we don't need to go into the stories. We just need to kind of like let them be in our conscious mind instead of our unconscious mind. I'm going to go up 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14 to 15. Just go through those ages all the way up to 18. And just look at, is there any other like massive contracting moments that took away your chi? that, okay, I was remembering not being able to take the dance classes I wanted. So all my friends were taking dance classes from this lady. I lived in Palo Alto, so it was right behind Stanford Mall. And we would ride our bikes to go see her, and she was so cool. She had this dance studio, so that my cool friends that I loved would take this dance class from her. And I couldn't, after one session or something, my family couldn't afford it. And I remember just this heartbreak of not being able, I was too young to work at that point. So I didn't have my own job. Because later, at age 14, I got my first job. So I could take whatever dance classes I wanted, right? Cool. So I'm just sharing mine so you can go into yours. You don't have to go with me to mine. Just kind of go into your own. There you go. Yeah, just now go ahead and tap into the energy of someone you perceive as affluent. Okay, so just kind of go into their space. They don't need to be in their being, but just go ahead and picture someone you know, if you have someone you know or someone you admire, who's basically rolling in money. So I'm very blessed to have a lot of friends with lots and lots of money. So I'm just so lucky to have very close people in my life with flowing money. They've done it all the right things right with money, and they have lots of it. So go ahead and just tap into that. Now, it was very interesting. I have two different friends I tapped into, and one I felt really light. The other one, I could feel her fear right now of worrying, will she have enough money at the other side of this? And that specific one that I felt the fear from, net worth is over $500 million. She's a very dear friend of mine. And I just saw the fear, the shadows around her worrying, will this do something that causes her life to change, right? So wealth is no panacea for fear. All right, so go ahead and release anything that brought up. Even if I have $500 million, I might not have enough tomorrow, right? I might not have enough tomorrow. What does that feel like? I might not have enough tomorrow. And just go ahead and allow yourself to be healed of any beliefs that are stopping you from really stepping up into your own abundance, okay? And I'm doing the same for me, because this is one of my Achilles heels throughout my lifetime. Yeah, let's just let go of any need to be poor, any need to relate to the people who are poor, any need to exacerbate our own poverty, to show up somehow as poor. Yeah, I don't have much of this. Cool. Wow. That's releasing a lot of stuff, you guys. So just sit here with this now. And let's see if there's a little, I'm being shown to go a little bit deeper. All right. So what I keep getting yesterday, I was working with someone, was the self-forgiveness. So let's just go through and forgive ourselves for not having more money and not choosing to keep money and somehow not be able to have money when we need it, and having this whole thing hit us where all of a sudden we're like penniless. So anything that has worked through all your choices and all the things that got you to this moment that left you without a penny, yes, that. Just let go of needing to be that or needing to experience that. Just let that go. And bring in this joy of having plenty of money and just plenty of money and just see plenty of money. And now flow through that second chakra. This is creativity, money, and sexualness. So after this, you might want to go have sex if you have a good sexual partner to play with. After this, drink some water. Take a hot bath. Do something to honor that, like, healthy, happy individual that's inside of you somewhere. Nice. Now, we're going to plant something in our future of a new wealth. We're gonna invite a new wealth in to our, oh, this is so neat. God, I love my new tool. Oh my gosh, I didn't know I was going to like video, but I do now. Ah, look, guys. All right, so now just, we're going to go in our timeline. We're going to go about, we're going to go to Christmas 2020, Christmas 2020. And I'd like you to imagine some benevolent shift in your being that allows it to be your best event ever. So, you know, I'm giving each of my children a brand new car. Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine that, right? What would be something that you could put into that future part of your timeline that you're going to unwrap at Christmas that's going to really, really know that you've got this forever, that your money's good forever, that you have plenty of money for the rest of your life, that the money is flowing through you and you're helping others. You've got people that you give money to now because you support their families with your pay as they support you with their work. How many virtual assistants can you have now? Can you have 15? I mean, maybe that's not joyful to you, but what could you do now to shift this out and help others as well with your gifts? What does it look like when you're in a very lucrative environment where you've made choices that are so deeply in alignment with your highest level of being, that everything flows and the money is just flowing there and all the abundance is there? And now just picture yourself with a beautiful meal. I have a vegan daughter, so I'm going to picture a beautiful vegan meal and see if my other kids are willing to do that for Christmas. I'm just going to picture this bountiful, beautiful garden of fruits and vegetables. And, you know, what could you plant now? It's March while I'm recording this. What could you plant and then have it harvest in the fall and then have it on your table at Christmas, maybe? Who knows? And just kind of go above your timeline and picture all the things in synchronicity showing up. And now it's Christmas and there's plenty for everyone. In fact, you're able to give a very special gift to someone you care about. So now just picture yourself going into the store or going online and spending thousands of dollars on one thing for one person. Picture them able to receive it. And then picture them taking that gift and now helping 10 other people with the gift that you gave. Yeah. And now picture those 10 people receiving a gift and helping 10 more people each with their gift. And just see this kind of growing into a snowball of beautiful gifting all over the world. And come back to center. Come back to center. Come back into your body. And we'll do a quick scan of the other chakras. We're going to go through your heart. Well, I skipped over the solar plexus. We're going to look at our self-care in our third chakra. And that's a yellow energy. And then we're going to clear our heart chakra and clear that of any blockages. Just ask it to be cleared. Don't worry about knowing how. And go ahead and open up your throat chakra. The throat chakras are having an awakening on the planet right now. Those of us with divine gifts are being told, get up, stand up, and just make it happen. Show up and be your gifts right now like you've never given before. And that's the message that we're getting loud and clear. Now go up into your third eye knowing. This is right here between your third eye. Nice. And go ahead and just picture that opening up and allowing you to have awarenesses when you're in alignment with that money coming in, and you just know what to say and what to do, and it's just easy. And then go up above yourself and tune into that place between you and heaven. And go ahead and open up and expand your energy out all the way into the heavens. And then ask any benevolence from the galaxies to come in and just surprise you with some activations in your DNA and your glands above your head. Just picture light energy coming in and healing your entire being. And now just send healing from head to toe and see where it lands. We'll see what needs to clear. And as you go about your day today, I'm going to ask you to look for evidence of benevolence, abundance, and wealth. So this means at every turn, you're going to be looking to acknowledge an abundance, someone giving you a gift, someone offering to help, someone offering to bring your family food, someone offering to help you with alcohol addiction. Annie Grace has brought in all these coaches for her alcohol experiment, and they're gifting their time right now to help you if that's one of your things. So just go ahead and think of the benevolence that's happening on the planet right now and tap into that abundance. Whew, it's big, isn't it? And just ask again for a quiet, beautiful light all around your body. All around your body. And thank you so much. Thanks for listening. May your day be very blessed.